Page 53, Unit 12. Higher education does not provide skills necessary on the labor market.
The difference between school and life? In school, you are taught a lesson and then given a test. In life, you're given a test that teaches you a lesson. Tom Baudet.
As a tendency, the number of students entering tertiary education is on the rise, but is this really an improvement? It's undeniable that obtaining a university degree has a number of advantages, including an increased level of qualification or higher proficiency in foreign language skills, but these do not always match labor market demands. There is little doubt that further education and the labor market are strongly linked to each other, but it is highly debatable if universities are able to provide marketable skills. Besides the fact that youngsters without special qualifications cannot find employment easily, even new graduates have to face such challenges once they leave school. In light of the above statement, let's have a look at both sides of the argumentation. Unquestionably, there's one positive aspect of higher education graduates, that is to say, university graduates outrival those who lack a degree in the labor market. Although, generally speaking, proponents share this opinion, much more than that is required for better paid jobs. This supports the idea in the title, as practice significantly differs from theoretical school subjects. As a result, there's an evident mismatch between performing at school and at work. Another reason for the issue is the urgent necessity for a change in higher educational areas. A shift to a lot more flexible system is needed, which is able to react to the changing patterns of labor market demand, such as problem-based or project-based learning. This is the only way for colleges and universities to become competitive enough. Another factor to consider is gaining on-the-job experience, regardless of educational results, to gain practical skills common in professional fields. Many employers claim that this is what they would appreciate more. In the course of gaining useful work experience, students could learn how to adapt and make on-the-spot decisions. Moreover, their problem-solving and communication skills become more efficient. The dual study system can be a solution to this problem, which leads to a rethinking of the relationship between higher education and labor market needs. In the system of dual learning, state-run institutions and employers work closely together. Their practice-integrated programs could help graduates to launch their successful career paths. In contrast, generally, higher education aims at providing comprehensive knowledge, which could be used creatively for specific purposes at work later. With more specific incentives, students can be directed into the areas which are highly demanded in the labor market. Additionally, internship programs are designed to cast the graduates into deep waters. Presumably, the more prestigious the college is, the more outstanding their students' performances. Although this may be true, employers sometimes do not really bother with the reputation of the school a candidate attended. Last but not least, what matters for an employer today? Apart from the proper qualification, creativity and the ability to learn are a must. Of course, it depends on the aptitude of the future employee, but without spectacular self-enhancement, there are no career prospects nowadays.